This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Sagar Magani has this.
A federal judge says former White House counsel Don McGahn must comply with a subpoena to appear before Congress. It's a setback to President Trump's efforts to keep top aides from testifying before lawmakers. The judge writes presidents are not kings and do not have the power to excuse aides from complying with a valid congressional subpoena. His lawyer says McGahn will comply unless a court stays the ruling, which the White House says it will appeal. It's argued in the past McGahn and other top officials have absolute immunity from testifying. The judge says no such immunity exists. Sagar Magani at the White House.
McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Labor Party leader Jeremy Corbyn on Tuesday tried to defuse harsh criticism about anti-Semitism leveled in a newspaper column by Britain's chief rabbi. Corbyn addressed Chief Rabbi Ephraim Mervis's remarks while taking questions at a campaign event just over 2 weeks before Britain's December the 12th election. He denied Mervis's claim that Labor and its leader have been deeply tarnished by pervasive anti-Semitic attitudes.
There is no place whatsoever for anti-Semitism in any shape or form or in any place whatsoever in modern Britain, and under a Labour government, it will not be tolerated in any form whatsoever.
The influential rabbi suggesting that Corbyn was unfit for high office represented a break from his traditional position of not commenting on party politics. Corbyn has long been a champion of Palestinian rights, who's highly critical of the Israeli government. He has at times supported the political grievances of such groups as Hamas and Hezbollah. This is VOA News. At least 18 people have been killed Tuesday in a powerful pre-dawn earthquake that was felt across the southern Balkans. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
It was just before 4 o'clock in the morning when the powerful 6.4 magnitude quake hit Albania. Residents were woken up and fled their beds and homes terrified. It lasted an endless 179 seconds. To main resident Shalip Vena, described what it was like. She said when the quake hit, the lights went off and we couldn't see anything. She said everything fell apart and crumbled. Rescue workers and firefighters were digging through the rubble and using excavators in search of any survivors. Dozens of people were taken to the hospitals, some with more serious injuries than others. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News. Rome.
Some hours after the quake in Albania, a 5.4 magnitude quake also struck in Bosnia, with an epicenter from 75 kilometers south of Sarajevo. More than one-third of the United Nations Ebola responders in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Beni were relocated Tuesday amid growing insecurity in the area, while the other responders remained to help combat the deadly outbreak. The World Health Organization has said a surge in violence in Beni forced 49 non-critical staff members to be moved south to Goma. 71 essential staff remain to harness the outbreak in Congo that has left some 2,200 people dead, according to the UN Health Agency. Violence has hindered efforts to rein in the outbreak that began in August of 2018. Pope Francis on Tuesday closed his visit to Japan by telling students at a Catholic university of the need to work toward a hope-filled future that is more inclusive by addressing the disconnects in society. In his address at Sophia University, the Pope said he sensed in Japan a desire to create a more humane, compassionate, and merciful society. The Pope also cited a love of nature as a typical aspect of Asian cultures and expressed a need to protect the planet. Earlier parts of his visit focused on the anti-nuclear message. Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet members are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.